Do not adjust your sets. This is me being very strange with my Olympus DS 30. I'm recording this bit in Gold Wave, but this is just the intro. It's Simon from Wales in the UK, as I'll say on the recording, and this is MySpace. Welcome to it.
Well, hello, blind cool tech. This is Simon, all the way from Wales, UK, on a sunny Monday afternoon. Yes. And this is MySpace. Well, technically it's my landlord's space, but he lets me live here, so we'll call it MySpace for the sake of the recording and a few other things, and the fact that I live here. Anyway, I'm standing in my back porch. Everybody else starts at the front of the house, so I thought I'd be weird and wonderful and start at the back of the house. This is, just a sort of annex, a little alcove off the kitchen, really. I have the back door to my right, which is locked, because I locked it. Behind me is a plastic swing bin, which I just kicked. And behind that is a bunch of mops and buckets and dustpan and brush, which I'm not going to kick. And a bunch of garbage bags, which are up on a windowsill, all neatly folded, until I take one out and then they fall on my head. However, moving on swiftly and walking straight forward, we have my kitchen, dining room, table and chairs. That was really eloquent English, wasn't it? It's two chairs and a table. Basically, that is it. They are made of wood. You sit on the chairs, you eat off the table. Well, actually, you eat off plates, which you can put on the table, if you want to be technical about it. On the table, we have an empty ashtray, a magazine, and a bunch of other sundry items, including a book about dialysis. How interesting. Which is in print. Yeah, not very useful for me, but should anybody want to read it, they can. Couple of other things as well, like a couple of placemats and things like that. Now, moving to the right, past the table, yes, on my right I have a counter. Underneath that we've got the fridge, which has got, just normal stuff in it. A bunch of condiments in the, door, pickles and jam and mayo and tartar sauce and a bottle of lime juice, which is probably out of date. Milk, things like that. In the fridge itself, we have an unholy amount of cheese. behind that, some EPO injections, all very similar to. And some butter. Underneath that, we've got some Indian bread. That's really it. It's a small fridge. It can hold more. It doesn't hold more at the moment. On the counter again. As you're facing the counter, I'm now moving left. I'm sidestepping left like a crab. We've got Mr. George Foreman grill. It's a pretty big grill. Also a bunch of meds and some soda for taking said meds. Under that, we've got the washing machine. On the counter, next to the sodas and a glass, which I nearly knocked off the counter, we have, that spray stuff that you use for the grill and frying pans and stuff. Yeah, anyway, we've got a drain rack. Now, on this drain rack is, stuff like dishes and a spatula and things like that, because I've just done the washing up and haven't put anything away yet. Next to that, we've got the sink. Oh dear, there was obviously something in the sink. I think that was probably Sarah's cup. Sarah's my niece who's just visited me and has now gone home. Now we're turning left, because otherwise we would smack into another counter. Under the sink, we have the cupboard under the sink, which is a cupboard under the sink. It's got all my cleaning stuff in it and things like that. We've got the microwave on the counter. And, ooh, a bacon rack on top of Mr. Microwave, which is cool. Oh, and a baked potato thing, which I've never used. Yeah. Also on the counter, we've got various other cooking implements. Talking scales, talking jug, teaspoon, tea kettle. There's Larry, the liquid level indicator. Oh, and a cup of coffee, which is empty. How rude. Oh, well, I'll make another one in a minute. And various stuff for making coffee and stuff, you know, things like, I don't know, sugar, coffee, that kind of thing. Yeah. Under the Moon of Love, no, that's a very old 70s song which nobody's ever heard of over the pond, I don't suppose. Were you subjected to Shawaddy Waddy over there? Does anybody know? I'm not going to sing it for you, don't worry. Just in case you have and you're still having nightmares about it, I don't want to be responsible for, you know, further pain. Because, you know, I quite like you a lot. And I don't want to do that. What was I talking about? I was talking about cupboards and things, wasn't I? Yeah. Then we've got a bunch of cupboards which are sort of underneath the counter. And I've got things like potato chips and, you know, various stuff that you can cook with, you know, big beans. Stuff that is fairly non-perishable. We've got a couple of little shelves next to that with freezer bags and things. A skillet the size of an average small country. Yeah. Under that, ow. No, not under it at all. Next to it, we've got another cupboard with a bunch of non-perishable food items, such as pasta, rice, and stuff like that. Yes, that's under where the coffee is. Now we're turning left yet again, because if we don't, we'll run into another counter. The counters are sort of in a square U shape, if you can imagine that, around the kitchen. And the open part of the U, if you sort of go... You know, if you walk out of the U, so to speak, you'll crash into the table. And then to your right will be the door out into the corridor, and to the left will be where I started in the back porch. So we've got various other cupboards then. Things like dishes and stuff. In this one, and next to it we've got the glasses cupboard. And we've got on the counter itself a bunch of, it's on a cookie sheet. There's a timer and a bunch of condiments such as malt vinegar, salt, and, you know, ketchup, that sort of stuff. Counter underneath that with my pans and stuff in it. And then we've got the cooker. Yeah, that good old cooker. We've got Octavia, the oven, who is rather warm at the moment because I've just used her to cook my dinner. And I messed up a cheese and potato pie, so I ended up having a pasty instead. I'll explain a pasty in a moment. They're wonderful things, and I think they should be available in the States as well. Hint, hint. On the burner surface, we have four burners. They are stone and round and stuff. And there are two pasta pots, one big and one small, which my baby bought me, my baby being Lisa. Most wonderful woman in the entire universe. She got them from Isla, and then I got her some from somewhere else. I think it was by MySmart. Yeah, anyway, they're cool little pasta pans, which I use. Pasta pans? Yes, pasta pots, even. Which I use all the time, yeah. Because they're kind of cool and stuff. Then we've got more counter space with more stuff on it. I'm not going to go through every single thing, so I can't be asked. And we've got a cutting board, which, for the sake of, I think it was Lynette and Maria, good grief, I'm sorry, it's green. Yeah, was it you guys who decorated most of your house in green? I think it was. Anyway, oh, we've got a bread bin as well, and another cupboard with... a few things in it, actually. Some, I don't know, chamomile tea, instant mashed potato, A bunch of cups, and what do you call that thing? Manual food processor. There we go. Next to that, we got a shelf with all my spices and stuff on it. Most of which are probably out of date by now. And then we got, under all that, under the counter, we have my freezer with all my frozen stuff in it, including the odd UFO, unidentified frozen object, that is. Okay, and then we move a little bit left, and forward we go, out of the kitchen, and in to the corridor. Now, the corridor in 13th century France was an outlaw, a bandit, a highwayman, a very nasty piece of work. The corridor, in English, is sort of a passageway, really. Yeah, there you go. Just thought I'd tell you that. So, I haven't got the odd, sort of badly behaved Frenchman in my house, as far as I know. So, we'll sort of assume that I'm standing in a corridor and not a badly behaved Frenchman. Yes. So, anyway. Hi, Pierre. I didn't realise you were here. Sorry, mate. Anyway, walking forward a little bit, I will hear an opening on my right. Now, if I go into the opening, I'm now standing in the entrance to my bathroom. Now, my bathroom is... I almost fell over, and it was over nothing at all. Embarrassing. Fairly big. It's not massive. It's not a shoebox. Walking extremely forward. Extremely forward? Does that make sense? Probably not. You will eventually crash into the toilet, which I'm not going to flush. All right. I will. There. Happy now? Yeah. Yes, thank you. So we're turning around, doing a 360. Was it a 190? Anyway, we're turning around so that we're facing the opposite direction, and we have the bathtub on the right and a wall on the left. Looking forward a little, and behind the door we have the sink. Now, walking out to the bathroom, there's also a bag of stuff which I don't want to go into, and a bunch of towels as well on my right, just behind the door. Just behind the door, let's put it like that. So we're back in the corridor now, and we are taking a right and going forward. And still going forward, and now we are turning right again, and into a small bedroom with a bed. Bunch of stuff in it. Things like a wardrobe with all my sort of musical stuff in it. There's a Farfisa G7 keyboard, which I haven't used for years, so I'm kind of hoping it still works. And various stands and things like that. So moving out of that room, that's a fairly small room for those who care. And we are now falling over, I was going to say standing on, a doorway, which is like, a fire door. Halfway up the corridor. Halfway up the badly behaved Frenchman. Yes. Anyway, I do hope nobody takes this as me being a racist, because I really am not. I've got nothing against anybody whatsoever, so please just take this in the way that it is meant, as me being weird and odd and strange. So we're moving forward, and we are going into the Twiglet Zone. No, we are going into my room, which is out again on the right, and I just fell over my bed, practically. So, if you walk straight forward from my door, you will do exactly what I just did, and fall over my bed. And it's quite easy to fall over my bed, because it's a big, bloody big, a double bed, which kind of sticks out a little bit. So we go... Yeah, follow the left-hand wall. We will eventually crash into my Seagull guitar. Seagull's a wonderful little handmade fella. Made by the same guys who make Simon & Patrick guitars, I believe. It's a semi-acoustic. It's a wonderful model. I call her Sammy. And she plays very well when she has good strings on her, which at the moment she doesn't, unfortunately. Next to that, I've got my Strat USA case, which is empty at the moment because the Strat is on a stand in my front room. So, we will be moving forward and crashing into some, what are they? Built-in wardrobes, that's what they are, and there's all sorts of clothing in those. So we're moving right now, because otherwise we'll still slam into the, oh dear, into the wardrobe. Now, we've got a bunch of bags and things on the floor, with some more medical supplies and things like that in. And also something which my mother used to call an ottoman. Now, I always thought the ottoman was an empire that was sort of ruled around sort of the Turkish area in sort of the up to the, about the 19th century. But no, apparently it's also some sort of bedding chest, a box thing with a sort of a seating, cushiony thing on it as well. On that, we've got a bunch of books, including a Bible. And it's got a Bible on it, and a bunch of other stuff as well. I am a Christian. Don't really want to go much into that, but yes, I do believe, as many of us do. So yes, that is my Ottoman, my Turkish Empire, which I house the entirety of in my bedroom, right by my bed. A whole lot of them just sitting there, being all Turkish and stuff. Yeah. And then we navigate round the bed. And if you hear another clunk, that is because I walk with a support cane or walking stick. Now we're out of the bedroom, turned right, and we are now standing on the edge of tomorrow. Oh yes, I used to watch Saved by the Bell. I only watched a couple of episodes of that one, because I think that was the college years, wasn't it? When it was a bit... wasn't as good as when they were at school and stuff. Yeah. So I'm standing, not on the edge of tomorrow at all. I'm standing at the entrance to my lounge, or the entrance from the corridor to my lounge anyway. On my... right, though, left, I can't tell, is a Welsh dresser. This used to be my mum's. Mum passed away last March, but the March before March 2006. And some of us had some furniture from mum's. I'd personally rather have, excuse me, my mother back, but unfortunately that's not to be. I believe yet, anyway. But we have the dresser, or at least I do, and a few other things as well. The table that I was speaking about in the kitchen was also mum's. There's quite a few other things as well, but I won't go too much into that, so I don't depress anyone. Anyway, this Welsh dresser, it's quite a long wooden pine dresser with quite a few different knickknacks on it. A bunch of my mail, which has been kind of dealt with, but just sort of sits there, looking all mail-like and posty and stuff. Yeah. So we're now moving forward. I'm sure you can hear my computer. Oh dear. It's all right. I thought I'd wrecked the mail pile. So we're now approaching. I don't know if you can hear this. My front porch, which is kind of an entryway. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. No, I haven't got even one, actually. Not even a bunch at all. The kind of front door, that's what I've got. The kind of front door that steps out straight onto the pavement. So I've kept that locked. So we're stepping into the... entryway now, and we're standing in front of the front door. It's turning back around and falling over yet again. I tend to do that a lot because I don't have very good balance. If we go to the left, we will crash into my computer chair, which is turning with me. I don't want it to do that. Stop it. Keep still. Thank you. Right, I've got my hand on it now, so it's not moving anywhere. Yeah. And kind of in front of that, when it's facing the right way, which it is now, is my computer, which, as I said, I'm sure you can hear. Next to the PC, we have... My Strat. My wonderful 1990 USA Strat. With, on a guitar stand. There's also a mic, in a mic stand as well, which is plugged into something called a KB37 by Line 6. That's a MIDI controller and keyboard. No, it's not. It's a MIDI controller and mixer, an effects bank. Or at least it USBs into the PC, and there's a piece of software which acts as the effects bank. It's got a load of amp models and different effects on it, which I might demo at some point. I don't know yet. We'll see. I use that in conjunction with a very, very old program called Cakewalk Pro Audio 9, which I know nobody uses anymore because they're all using Sonar and all sorts of weird and wonderful things which I can't afford, which is why I use Pro Audio, because I've had it for years when I could afford stuff, as in when I lived at home with mummy and daddy. Moving to the right, past the guitar stand, we have a... What is that? A box with a bunch of books in it. I have many books in this room, including the rest of the Bible and a few other books on the Bible and things like that. Behind the book, I have my amp, which is just a sort of a small practice amp type thing. It's a 100-watt job. Can be used for small gigs, I suppose, but I haven't gigged for, 6 years, maybe more. No, it's got to be close to, 8, maybe 9. Well, whenever it was that I was in the acoustic band, which I'm sure someone will tell me, perhaps Lisa will be able to tell me about that one. I can't remember. Anyway, it's been years and years and years since I've gigged. To the right of that, we have... There's a window behind the amp, by the way, for those that care. I tend not to, because I don't go over here very often. I'm basically, kitchen, computer, eating, sleeping, talking to Lisa on the phone and things, and that sort of stuff these days, yeah... Bit of work when I can, which isn't very often for lots of reasons. But anyway, I'm standing now in front of my TV, which is on a TV cabinet. It's a small. That is a strange child screaming past. They're all strange around here, including me. It's a strange town. I think Jim Morrison must have been here when he wrote that song, Anyway, I'm standing in front of my TV, which is a small portable TV, because I don't really watch TV that much. I'm a boring git, really, aren't I? And so I don't really see the point of having a Nikam stereo, wonderfully massive TV and all the rest of it, so I don't. Behind me is a small glass. Where is it? Come to Papa. Come on. Now, there you are. Coffee table. On the coffee table, we have a bunch of magazines and a deflated football. That's a soccer ball, which is a little child's football, which has never been blown up. Don't ask. It's a naff little World Cup football, which is kind of, crap, really. Yeah. Oh, and a bunch of scented candles on candle holder, which we bought Mum from Walmart when I was in the States last. Behind or in front of the coffee table, depending on your point of view, I'll say behind, so there, is the sofa. It's a 3-seater sofa. Not much else to say about it, really. You can also call it a couch. There, how's that? Moving forward, with the coffee table on my right and the couch on my left, I have... I think it's a 4-seater dining room round pine table with, four seats around it. Now, I would use this as my dining room table. However, I cannot. For one, it is about as far as away from the kitchen as you can possibly get without putting it in Cardiff. For two, it's got shitloads of stuff on top of it. Like, for some weird reason, a picture frame, a cushion tray, which is a tray with a cushion on it, really, a vase with a bunch of pennies and twopence pieces and things in it, and a bunch of other stuff, which I have no idea what it is. Just all manner of crap, really. Here goes one of the chairs. Right of the table is a chair. This is a three-piece suite kind of chair. You know, the type that sort of should be in the lounge with your couch and things. Nothing on that chair. It's just a chair. Then we have an end table. Oh, and a magazine on the floor. Yeah. The end table should be at the end of something. It's not. It is, however, between two chairs. One of which is laden with stuff, including a sharps box, which is where I put my, sharp things, like, you know, the injections that I use up, because I need to take injections. Hey, we've all got things to do, you know. And it's laden with other things as well, such as a pay-as-you-go phone. Don't ask, again, that's another story. What else has it got on it? Oh, yeah, a bunch of papers and things and bits of Braille and all that sort of stuff. In front of the end table and one of the chairs is, like I said, the rest of the Bible and a bunch of books as well of other sorts. And then, next to that, we have the coat stand. It is a stand with coats on it. That's about it, really. It's got my coat and a few other things, you know. Colin the Cane is here. And Barry the Badge. My work badge, which I don't use at the moment because I'm on the sick because of my kidneys and a few other things. But like I said, we've all got stuff. So, as they say in this neck of the woods, that's about it. That is my wonderful place. I was going to talk to you about some other stuff, but I can't quite remember what it was I was going to talk to you about, so I won't. So, that's it. Thank you for listening. This is Simon Gowan in Wales, UK.